Very good evening, brothers and sisters, Acharya Brahmani. Very good morning. A short introduction to Acharya Brahmani's background. Acharya Brahmani was born in Norway in 1964. He first became interested in Buddhism and meditation in his early 20s after a visit to Japan. He completed his master's degree in engineering and finance before renouncing the world of industry and commerce, where he ordained as a bhikkhu with Acharya Brahmani as his preceptor in 1996. Apart from being responsible for all the building work at Bodhiana, Acharya Brahmani also teaches the monastic rules, the Vinaya, and gives Pali classes, the language of the text. Acharya Brahmani's clear and thoughtful talks make the teachings of the Buddha accessible to all and are very popular downloads on the Buddhist Society of Western Australia website. He also teaches regularly at Buddhist Society of Western Australia and in a number of countries outside Australia. Acharya Brahmani has also published a number of articles on important points of the Dhamma. So let's welcome Acharya Brahmani to do the sutra.
Thank you so much. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
That little biography is a little bit out of date, but never mind. Not exactly right, but good enough, close enough, that's fine. Yeah. So, welcome everyone, and so I'll just give a little bit of introduction before we start up, and just to get some feedback. One of the things I think would be nice to do during this sutra camp is what they have called it, is I'd like people to be quite involved in the discussions. I think it's always nice to be involved. So, and for that reason, as we go along and as we read the sutras, you're welcome to ask questions at any time. Just raise your hand, right? And then I will, whenever I feel it's the right opportunity, I will just allow you to ask a question. And that, I think it's more, if you have the opportunity to ask straight away, we can have a bit more of a discussion, people get more engaged, right? Otherwise, you fall asleep. You get up. You know what it's like. If you're completely passive, after a while, you can't, you just lose your enthusiasm for what's going on. So that is one of the things I like to do. So I like to have a good time, a fun time, a relaxed and easy time. But also, I think it's good to have some maybe ground rules for how we're going to proceed. That was suggested to me yesterday by Bobby. Where are you, Bobby? Okay.
Yeah.
Over there, okay, right there. So what I thought, just some very basic things, is that during the intervals between the sessions, I would recommend that maybe remain quiet between the intervals. Is that okay? I think if we have too much chatting between the short intervals, then what happens is that people get distracted, you lose the concentration, you forget what is going on. But during lunchtime, it's probably okay if people can talk, because that's quite a long break. Yeah. So talk during lunchtime is fine. But between the sessions, I suggest we keep quiet. Yeah. And the idea to have a break between the sessions is manifold. It gives you a chance to go to the toilet, right? Very useful. I intend to use that opportunity myself. Have a chance to get a drink, right? Stretch your legs a little bit. Just sit, do some meditation if you like. Sometimes it's nice to sit quietly between the sessions as well, just to allow things to sink in a little bit. Because usually what we find is a lot of information, right, coming, especially for those of you who are newer to reading the sutras, it's like, whoa, too much, I can't take it anymore. Is there anybody who is very new to reading the sutras here? Yeah, quite a few of you, okay. Okay, great, good. So people think, regardless of whether you're new or not, I think you will enjoy it and you'll find it works out fine. But it will be quite in depth, right? This is the idea of it. So it gets a deeper understanding of how the sutras work. Yeah. Now, one of the things that I always like to, maybe I should finish my ground rules first of all before I move on to the next subject. And the other one is that we decided yesterday, even though you can ask questions as we go along, there will also be an opportunity to write down your questions, and then we will do that and read them out at the end of the day and answer the questions at the end of the day. Yeah. So, Bobby, is there any paper available that people can use? Over there? Okay, excellent. Yeah, great. So it's all over there. Yeah. Good. So the idea with these sutta retreats or sutta camp, usually usually when I do this thing, I usually do a meditation retreat and do suttas at the same time. So it's mostly meditation, a couple of sutta sessions a day. This is like more intense, right? It's more like a bombardment of sutta material. But the point of it is not to kind of be very theoretical and to kind of get into too much theory or whatever, you know, and to explain the Abhidhamma, not the Abhidhamma, the dependent arising in kind of great detail, anything like that. The idea is to make it practical. Because the whole purpose of the Buddha's teaching is to alleviate suffering and to move people towards happiness. That's the purpose of it. If all we do is do theoretical things, understand things intellectually, and there's too many of that kind of Buddhists in the world, and it doesn't really have an impact on our lives. The idea is to do something which impacts you, which makes your life better, right? So that when you go back, you have a better understanding of how to apply this in your ordinary life. This is the purpose of it. So it's supposed to be practical, not supposed to be purely theoretical. So keep that in mind as we go along. You are, of course, welcome to ask any kind of question you like, theoretical, practical, whatever, doesn't matter. But that is kind of the main idea behind this. So I'm going to focus on how to use these teachings to think differently, to perceive differently, how to get the meditation practice going, etc., etc. This is what this is all about. So apart from that, I don't think I want to say all that much more, at least not now, and then we can get back to the sutras in about half an hour or so. I'm supposed to give a little bit of introduction to meditation as well, so every morning we're going to have half an hour or 45 minutes of meditation practice, so I'll just give you some basic guidance on meditation practice. Anybody who's new to meditation here? Yes, okay. New to Buddhism and meditation. Okay, good, welcome. That's good. So I'll just give you some very basic guidelines. Actually, the basic guidelines are good enough for everybody, whether you're advanced or a beginner.